A good Arab Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev. So Yosef told the Sar Mashkim that in 3 days he would be reinstated to his former position, and he told the Sar Oifim that in 3 days he would be hanged. He discerned that based off their dreams, but how did he know? What about their dreams told him that? This week I heard a wonderful explanation from Amalek Biederman and subsequently found it in the Dubna Magid. The Sar Mashkim told him that in his dream there was a vine with three branches. Grapes were growing. He says, I had Parah's cup in my hand. I took the grapes. I squeezed them into the cup. I placed it on Parah's hand. Yosef said to himself, here's a fellow that's on the move. He's doing. He's accomplishing. He's a lebedik amench. He's alive. So then he's going to live. But what did the Sar Oifim tell him? He says, there's three baskets on my head, there was bread in the baskets, and birds were eating from the basket. Yosef said, this guy isn't doing anything in his dream. He's just standing there like a lump on a log, baskets on his head, birds eating from them. This guy is what we call a tight dementia. He's dead. He's not going anywhere. So Yosef realized that he would be hanged. And the Dubna Magid adds a beautiful mashal of an artist that painted the most lifelike painting of a person holding a basket of fruit, and he placed it in the town square. It was so real that the birds actually landed on the bowl attempting to eat the fruits. So one fellow marveled at how real and lifelike the painting was. See, even the birds were fooled. Someone else chimed in, yes, but no. The birds were fooled into thinking that the fruit was real, but they knew that the person wasn't, because then they never would have attempted to eat from the fruit. Has a bird ever stolen your apple out of your hand? No, so they knew that the person wasn't real. Says the Dubna Magid, Yosef realized that if the birds weren't afraid of the Sar Oifim, it must be because he's dead, whereas the Sar Mashkim was moving and doing and accomplishing, so he's going to live. We must always remember that what keeps us alive is action, accomplishments, moving, doing. That's the Nes of Chanukah. It says that they searched for and found the Pach Shemen. They didn't just sit around like lumps on a log. They did. They looked for that Pach Shemen, and then they found it. With constant action and movement in Avodas Hashem, we should be zeichet to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi b'mehar v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a freilich in Chanukah.